Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
There once was a great spiritual teacher who lived in a very small monastery outside of a very small little town. At first, nobody knew that he was such a great teacher, except as the villagers began going to him to receive guidance about particular troubles in their lives, they often left with a sense of deep calm and peace. The news quickly spread among the village and then among all of the neighboring villages until this monk, essentially, was renowned as one of the greatest spiritual teachers of his area. As people would come to consult with him or to pray with him, they would often bow down before him, begging for a blessing, extolling him, "Oh, you're such a great teacher. We're so blessed to have you here. You're so wonderful. You're so amazing." To which he would simply say, "Is that so?" This went on and on for a while until one day there was a knock at the door and he heard quite a huge ruckus outside. And the young girl who lived right next door to the monastery with her parents was standing there weeping and her mother was holding the baby. They came rushing into the monastery and accused this incredibly wise spiritual teacher of being the father of the baby. The young girl claimed that during one time that she had come to him for spiritual guidance, he had had his way with her, and now there was this baby. He listened, Lin listened, as the furor around him was growing, and then he simply said, "Is that so?" The family refused to care for the baby, and so they foisted the baby off on him, and he took the baby in his arms and turned around to his fellow monks and asked for blankets and food and went about caring for the baby. During the next few weeks and months, he didn't have as much time to be a spiritual teacher because now he was taking care of a baby. And people would come to him and they would stand in front of the door and they would yell, "Master, Master, we have these problems, we need to see you. Without you, we won't be able to do anything else in our lives." And he would simply say, "Is that so?" After about a year, the young girl who lived next door to the monastery began to be filled with remorse that she had accused this esteemed spiritual leader of being the father of her child when it was actually the butcher's son next door to her on the other side. And so the family went back into the monastery and they fell down before the teacher. "We're so sorry, we're so embarrassed. We can't believe our daughter did this. This is so horrible. We want the baby back." He handed the baby back over and said, "Is that so?" His ability to remain settled and deeply connected to a well of peace and contentment that far surpassed anything that was going on around him. The boredom of monastic life, the excitement of being this great spiritual teacher, the blame of being falsely accused of being this baby's father, and then having the baby taken back away from him and becoming a great spiritual teacher again. None of that could define who he was. At his deepest base level, he was neither monk or great teacher or some kind of rogue monk or carer of this orphan baby or great spiritual teacher. He was connected so deeply into the ground of his being, into the peace of God, into the divine love of the universe, whatever it is that helps you to describe that peace that we only fleetingly touch as humans. This is how this monk was able to live his life. There's a little known Jesuit theologian from the early 18th century, Jean-Pierre de Cassode, who wrote extensively about finding that peace, that joy, that contentment, that sense of deep settledness in every single moment. He calls it the sacrament of the present moment. Those are the times when you know that you actually deeply settle into where you are, no matter what that is. These are not just times that you're feeling all holy and righteous and peaceful in prayer. You may be out for a run and are so aware of the blood pumping through your body and your burning muscles. You may be out on the water and are deeply connected with the rocking of the waves and the smell of the salt. The sacrament of the present moment is available to each and every one of us, every second of our lives, drawing us into that deep space where we too would be able to say, "Is that so?" It's a beautiful morning out. Is that so? It's a crazy, raucous, rainy, squally Christmas Eve. Is that so? When we find this peace that Jesus, the Christ child, the baby, brings into our lives, it can permeate every aspect of our being. This is a peace that carries us from the cradle to the grave. It is a peace that De Cussaud describes as abandonment to divine providence. Big phrase, surrender to God. When things are joyous and beautiful, thank you, Jesus. When things are difficult and we're not sure exactly what the next moment will bring, thank you, Jesus. That moment too shall pass. When we have this opportunity annually to reflect on what it means that this little baby was born into a stable 2 millennia ago, we are invited to reflect on what is the sacrament of the present moment, of God breaking in to our time and sanctifying every single experience that we as human beings have. Whether it's going about our daily life and work, whether it's being falsely accused of something, whether it's being found not to be in the wrong, whether it's receiving great accolades, whether it's being very bored with the ordinariness of life, Jesus blesses every aspect of it when he assumes the form of a human. So I invite you, as you go forth from here tonight and into your daily lives of this new year, to try to find that peace that is available to us in every moment. Some great spiritual teachers say when we get too caught up in our heads, "Oh, I used to be such a great spiritual teacher, and now this person has falsely accused me, and my life is ruined, and this is terrible, and I can't believe how just it is, and these things always happen to me." And you know how that happens, how your brain starts spinning out of control. Or you start worrying in the other direction. What am I going to do when this baby grows up? I'm going to be 92 by the time he's 16. How is this ever going to unfold? This is the most ridiculous. When we get in the past or in the future and lose track of the sacrament of the present moment, then we miss the joy and the peace of the only thing that's available to us. So I hope that you can explore different practices in this coming year, and I'm more than happy to talk with you about what might work in your life. I hope that you will find those things that will help you settle deeply into your body, into your life, into your moments, and find those places where you can just let it be so. Whether it's joy, whether it's grief, whether it's boredom, whether it's excitement, to be constantly grounded in the peace of God that passes our understanding is the most spectacular gift that we can receive as human beings. So Merry Christmas to you all, and may you find the sacrament in this present moment. Amen. Amen.